It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Turkey's prime minister was hoping to bring an end to a years-long rebellion when he pledged to give the country's Kurdish minority more rights. Now, weeks later, he may not be able to deliver on that pledge. That's because today, Turkey's constitutional court is expected to ban the country's main Kurdish political party because it's accused of having links to Kurdish rebels. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Istanbul.
Protests over the constitutional court case have grown larger and more violent in the Kurdish heartland of southeast Turkey. This one in Diyarbakir, a predominantly Kurdish city, turned into a riot when a protester was shot and killed. A day later, seven soldiers died in an ambush carried out by a faction of Kurdish militants, which raised tensions even higher.
I am afraid that the violence will continue. This problem is more difficult than the government expected.
That's Taher Elçi, a human rights lawyer in Diyarbakir.
2 months ago, there was big hope. But in last days, there are many bad implementations.
The mood was very different 2 months ago when Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan made a historic speech in parliament. It was called the Kurdish Opening. He pledged to expand rights for Kurdish citizens. It was an important step to end the 25-year conflict, says journalist Yasemin Changar.
This country spent about $1 trillion in this war. If we didn't spend this money to basically kill our own citizens, we would have become a much more stronger economy today.
For a Turkish leader, even saying the word Kurd was a break with the past, says Changar. For more than 80 years, Turkey has denied Kurds existed with a distinct culture and language. This was the dramatic introduction for the first Kurdish language channel on state TV. But small steps have raised big expectations. Taher Elçi points to the Turkish constitution, which still defines all citizens of the country as Turks.
Many things changed, but there is a trust problem with Kurdish society and the state in Turkey.
The trust problem is evident for Mayor Abdullah Demirbaş in a court case that could result in jail time. He produced tourist brochures, which he displays on his desk.
And these are also for tourists in Kurdish, Turkish, and English.
His crime, the Kurdish brochure, makes use of illegal letters, Q, W, and X, letters that occur in the Kurdish alphabet but not in the Turkish one, and the Turkish penal code prohibits their use.
When they use these three letters, that's a crime.
The measure is based on a 1920s law that was intended to modernize the country, banning the old Arabic alphabet as well as the traditional cap known as the fez. The letter ban is still used against Kurds.
They are not illegal if it is in any other language than Kurdish.
Yasemin Changar says it's a relic of Turkish history.
How can you explain it to an American or to a Westerner that this country had revolutions about wearing hats? You have to wear a hat, you know, our government told us, and not a turban and not a fez, and you have to use these letters and not those letters. We make fun of it ourselves.
But it's no joke for the Kurds, says Changar.
It's not only about changing ways and methods and laws, it's also about changing minds.
Changing minds is Prime Minister Erdogan's job. But so far, his initiative on Kurdish rights is costing him domestic support. His job was made much harder by the PKK, the Kurdish Workers' Party, considered a terrorist group in Turkey and the U.S. Last month, the PKK upstaged Erdogan by sending 34 of its members across the border from their mountain redoubt in northern Iraq. Turkish judges were dispatched by helicopter to the border so the guerrillas could turn themselves in. They were given brief hearings, granted amnesty. The unprecedented event was broadcast live across the country. When more than 100,000 Kurds came to the streets to welcome the militants home, the Turkish public saw that too and were outraged, says political analyst Mithat Bereket.
They try to change this into a big show, as if they're not coming to surrender, but they come and try to declare their rights. And that caused a lot of problems, that caused a lot of reactions.
Kurds and Turks are still far apart, The prime minister has staked his job on convincing them the Kurdish opening is good for everyone. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Istanbul.